It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Man, this Olympics has just been one issue after another. And don't get me wrong, I don't want to minimize the athletes and you know, they worked their whole lives for this. And the U.S. team is doing very well, you know. As we mentioned, you know, with the tied for the most medals and getting a lot of gold and all that. But there are so many issues. Everything from rainfall was washing out parts of a town.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, by the way, throw in the pandemic.
Right.
Athletes testing positive. Like, we put on our Facebook page, what are you following on the Olympics? And some wise guy, Brian, said, the COVID spread. But it's kind of a valid point because athletes are testing positive.
Yeah.
And then they can't compete. So there they are. They've worked their whole lives.
I know.
You know, granted, a lot of them are young, but still they've dedicated.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of hanging out with friends and stuff, they're dedicated to, you know, perfecting their athleticism and honing their skills. And then they finally make it to the Olympics. They qualify for the Olympics. They go to the Olympics. And then all of a sudden they get a positive test. And now they're stuck there at the Olympic Village and cannot compete, you know?
I cannot imagine.
So there's that. And then they had to fire the organizer of the opening ceremony because of his comments.
Oh,
right.
Yep.
He had made some like Holocaust joke. Then there was another guy who they had to fire because he had made fun of somebody.
Yep.
Right. And then add to that. Now, I was just reading about surfing. Mother Nature's latest challenge to the first Olympic surfing competition means the finals are being condensed, and there's surf conditions from a tropical storm that could affect several events.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm not a very religious person, but if you believe in God, this is kind of, it feels kind of like God saying, stop that with the Olympics. Wait another year, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. So they say that the impending storm is going to improve the surfing conditions. The problem is that it was the calm before the storm, so the waves weren't big enough.
Okay.
and then there's going to be a storm that could stir up 7-foot-high waves.
Is this the first year? This is the first year that surfing is in there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they're going to start looking at that because Mother Nature is going to be too...
Right, you can build a stadium for all the... You can,
yeah.
The pool is inside. It's a controlled area.
Right.
You know, for the swimming and the diving and... You know, anything else, you could, the dressage, someone said they're watching the dressage.
Yeah.
You know, that's a very controlled thing.
Yeah.
But you can't control the ocean.
No. So I wonder if that's going to be considered like in the future.
I don't know. I'm surprised someone didn't think about that.
Right.
And say, well, that may be hard. So what are you following? 792-6278. I know Katie was mentioning, I want to say it's Rachel Schneider, maybe, who is a Maine local.
Oh.
Competing in track. Yeah, there are a few folks from Maine or who have ties to Maine who are competing. Tiffany's watching the gymnastics, the swimming, and the diving, a.k.a. all the hot people sports.
Yeah, I know. I have to be honest, I haven't really watched much of it other than the clips. And isn't there a thing now with the gymnasts that they're not doing as our women's gymnastic team isn't doing as well as they have? Or I saw Simone Biles fall, and I feel so bad for them because they're unbelievable athletes, and then if they have a bad moment, it gets replayed and replayed and replayed, and then they take their faces.
Right.
If they make a crappy face, then that's all you see.
And it wasn't that the Michaela's not impressed?
Yes.
Right?
And it becomes a thing. Yeah.
These
poor girls.
7-9 Coast, if you want to chime in and let us know what you're following. Owen said curling, but isn't curling Winter Olympics?
Is curling when you do the thing on the...
Yeah, it's like with the brooms.
Oh, yeah.
On the ice. I think that's Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
So, Owen, you may miss that. Good morning. Who's this?
Kaylee.
Kaylee, what are you following at the Olympics?
I am following I don't believe it's the Olympic Committee, but how they're taking points away from Simone Biles because of how athletic she is and the tricks and jumps and stuff that she's doing are way beyond what all the other athletes are doing. So they're pretty much punishing her and not giving her the correct point because her skills are so much more advanced than all the other athletes.
Well, that doesn't make any sense at all.
She's an Olympian.
Right.
Yeah, so she's getting punished for, you know, all these tricks that other athletes can't do, so they're not giving her the correct point. So,
that's
why they fell behind Rusher the other day. Because Simone Biles wasn't able to get her correct point.
Huh. Wow.
I got to read more about that story. That sounds interesting. Thanks for calling, Kaylee.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I got to look at that. I'm not sure. how accurate that is, but maybe that's the case. I know there's been a lot of talk about Simone Biles not being treated fairly, which is sad.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Yep.
Yeah.
That whole gymnastics team.
If we were doing a poll on our Facebook page, the hottest sports that people are watching is swimming and gymnastics and diving.
Their bodies are...
Oh.
I don't think my body could ever do that, ever.
Yeah.
Like, not even a little.
It's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's pretty unbelievable.
And the men in those Speedos.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, they look all right.
You know, when they jump into the water, the bathing suit doesn't fall down. Every time I jump in the water, my bathing suit comes off.
It is kind of amazing. Like, it's got to be tight. But that just goes to show how little body fat that they have. Because if I wore a Speedo that was that tight, it would look like a rubber band on a sausage.
Well, and same. You know what? That's what it is. Because I wouldn't get a bathing suit too tight because I don't want to have fat rolls where I don't have fat rolls.
Right.
But they don't have fat rolls, so they can make it super duper tight.
Right.
You know what I want to see? If they held it up. How big is it really?
Oh, like how much is it? Yeah.
Like, is it really like, whoop, and it just like stretches? I bet it has to be a certain like tautness.
Well, and I imagine there's a significant amount of money that has gone into creating the technology to have a bathing suit that fits well.
Doesn't fall off.
But doesn't fall off.
Nope.
You know?
Because the women have the strapped on. So, you know, that's.
Right. But men just have that little Speedo.
Yeah. So, yeah. But the Speedo, I would think, would go whoop.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
Yeah,
get me out there in my mom suit, and I'm telling you what, I'm gonna lose a few points because the ladies are gonna float right up.
What Olympic sport were you watching where the women were wearing strap-ons?
Not
because when it took me a second to digest that you said that.
Well, it, as soon as I said it, I wanted to act like I didn't. I meant a strap on their bathing suit, like around their neck, or okay. You know, like a Speedo with straps. I usually do a strapless.
Okay.
So
I was going to say, I don't think that's how fencing works. I think that's, that's a different
wow.
That's a different thing. I don't think they've made that an Olympic sport yet.
No.